Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've been talking about the domestication process, not just here, but worldwide. It's the same thing. Those of us that know history, well, we know we're repeating it in a horrible fashion right now. And how you communicate with a dumbed-down, surly population. Some of the dumbest people or willfully ignorant people are the so-called intelligentsia. Because when you really start talking to them, you go, you know this is a domestication program to reduce population and a takeover of society to make it more easily managed. And they go, yeah, well, so what? The public's dumb. They deserve it. But I'm like, the system's doing that on purpose. I had a caller yesterday. He's like, yeah, the government gave me Crohn's disease with a vaccine. It's on record, linked to that. But still, the public's dumbed down their useful leaders. Well, yeah, you need to lift these people up, and you lift them up. See, they don't go and give somebody a tax incentive or a tax credit to start a business. That's not what the federal, which is really a global government, does for poor people, period. They want you in public housing with CPS kidnapping your kids and doing medical experiments on them while you run around going Obama phone. That poor black woman. I mean, did she know in New York Daily News 6 years ago? She probably can't even read. That it came out that they take little black kids, the CPS does, and give them to big companies to test drugs and pesticides on them till they die. They're like, hey, lady, you know, the government shoots black people up with syphilis. So the government wants to kill you. You know, all these top liberals, people like, you know, Dr. Watson, the discoverer of DNA, who calls himself a liberal. You know, he said blacks aren't human. Well, he gave me an Obama phone. No. He poses as a liberal so he can get up close to you and slit your throat. I got an Obama phone. You can sit there and laugh at the lady and go, well, I guess, you know. No, folks, they did that to that lady. And they're the ones posing as liberals when they're not. How many abortionists who've been confronted, Asian, white, even black, have been caught on tape saying, you don't want these ugly black babies, do you? What are you going to do, adopt black babies? See, I learned about eugenics reading history, but I've gone out and done debates against abortion on TV here locally. I've gone before and protested abortion clinics, and I've had the people pull up in their cars, and I've had the people come out, and I've had the Planned Parenthood people walk over and go, what are you going to do, adopt all these little black babies nobody wants? And I go, and I told you this story before the videos came out. This is what they say. This is like an automatic one of five things they say. You go, actually, there's people lined up around the block to adopt black babies. And you know what they have the liberal groups do? They go finance black groups to go out and who are racist and say, and dumber than a box of rocks, to go out and say, don't let white Christian groups adopt black babies because they'll lose their black culture. What's the black culture? Worshipping your extermination? You'd rather the babies be chopped up than live with a white family. It's sick, ladies and gentlemen. Because, see, if you get a bunch of white people adopting black folks, that would really end all this racial division, wouldn't it? And, see, they don't want that, ladies and gentlemen. They want them dead, which is liberal. See, if I said abort and kill all the blacks, it'd be like, my God, put this guy on the cover of Time magazine as a liberal. They'd put me up there next to Martin Luther King. But, see, I'm giving you the big breakdown here. This is the rest of the story. I'll go pull the Margaret Sanger quotes and stuff again. I mean, you know, they've had her on the cover of Time magazine just 7 years ago. How liberal she is. I mean, it's just a sick joke. Totally sick. Absolutely, totally, and completely sick. And I really learned how many of these people are conscious killers when I would be around big city TV, national television, and print media, and they'd be sitting there when a camera wasn't rolling, writing stuff. They go, aren't you just racist because you're pro-gun? And I go, what does that have to do with it? And I go, you're just using the racist to control people. You're actually a racist, aren't you, yourself? They're like, they just smile, give you this knowing look. They're mercenaries. You think real racists are running around with white hoods on their heads? No, they're coming to your house to help you. They're liberal. Oh, let me just stab you in the neck. I love you. And as long as you say you love somebody, they're like, well, here, kill my baby then. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves. You and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, to another hour of, well, the Alex Jones Show, and I am your host, Alex Jones. We are blasting out on XM 166. Over 120 AM and FM stations, including 1530 in Chicago. And we are also simulcast with video and audio streams at prisonplanet.tv. Thank you so much for joining us. The news websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, because there's a war on for your mind, and we are fighting the construction of a prison planet. Now, you noticed a few weeks ago it was in a few mainstream outlets, but not many, because the dinosaur media that's imploding, new numbers out, CNN ratings plunging even faster, Nielsen giving them and MSNBC fake numbers. So even their low numbers are fake. They're legends in their own mind. They're emperor's new clothes. They're a hoax. And they know that now. They are a hoax. And that's why now mainstream media, dinosaur media, establishment media, those that call those of us that question known liars, conspiracy theorists, they are now circling the wagons, supporting cybersecurity, which even CNET News says is the takeover of the free web. They want to shut down their competition. Well, that this show, it doesn't matter if we have 3 million listeners a day, conservatively, according to big ad agencies that break down just our AM&FM affiliates, you'll never hear the dinosaur press admit that. But we don't care. It doesn't matter, because they're dying. They're imploding. because they have been caught over and over again deceiving. Now, you know about whistleblowers like FBI translator C. Bell Edmonds, who heard the chatter on the day of 9/11, the NSA recordings, of Al-Qaeda under Western control. She was told by Congress to shut up. Now that's been partially declassified. We see Hillary Clinton yesterday in the New York Times coming out and saying, hey, it looks like Al-Qaeda killed the ambassador. Really? The same Al-Qaeda NATO put in charge of Libya and now into Syria? They're using Al-Qaeda against the Iranian Shiites? I'm not defending Iran either. It's just, hey, the TSA wants to grope Miss USA and my family, for that matter, because supposedly in my wife's brassiere, Bin Laden or Anwar al-Awlaki may be hiding. To the point of, I won't travel. I won't go anywhere now. My kids want to fly. I'm sorry. I can't handle seeing some weird pervert grabbing them. So now we're told Al-Qaeda is under every table. Give up all your rights or they'll kill you. Well, we have another, you know, big whistleblower. This is, again, was in some of the news a few weeks ago. Former reporter Amber Lyon exposes massive censorship at CNN. You know, they say that winners write the history books. How about killers and control freaks and liars and despots write many of the history books? If King George would have won against our country when it was founded, you know, the history books would say today that the founders were scum. Oh, wait, the history books do say that because we've been taken back over. FEMA is taught that and teaches the police the founders are bad. Don't believe me. Just type that into Google. You'll see the training videos. The London Guardian did pick up on it. Why didn't CNN's international arm air its own documentary on Bahrain's Arab Spring repression? And this is what she exposed, and we're going to her right now. This incredible whistleblower, because it's hard to have moral courage. Many a historian and psychologist has pointed out, physical courage is more common, charging a machine gun nest, than moral courage to say no to peer pressure. And she worked inside trying to get her evidence of just killing, shootings, beating to death, you name it, backed by Saudi Arabia. And she was told it's not going to air. Meanwhile, again, they exaggerate the atrocities of Assad, who I'm not defending in Syria, while covering up for Al-Qaeda, throwing Christians off the tops of churches, blowing churches up, and making fathers suicide bomb or they'll kill their family. This is how reprobate and corrupt we become. And this lady, from inside, this is a big deal, exposed it. She said, quote, I saw firsthand that these regime claims were lies, and I couldn't believe CNN was making me put what I knew was government lies into my reporting. Amber Lyon. Now, many people, when they run into the truth and get knocked over by it, Churchill said this, they get knocked over in the ditch by the truth, they get up and dust themselves off and go on about their business. But exceptional individuals don't. And a lot of you are saying, well, she just told the truth. What's exceptional about that? Well, she basically had to leave CNN. She quit over it. She gave up a big career for her honor, for doing the right thing. And it's women like her and men like her that are the difference between civilization and barbarism, the jungle of tyranny and letting evil take over and freedom and liberty. And so she's my hero. And Amber Lyon, you join us now. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Hey, thank you, Alex, so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. That was one hell of an intro.
Well, hey, you deserve it. We need to rediscover who heroes are. Tell us your story in a nutshell and what's happened since, and then we'll flesh the story out more for people.
Well, basically, we went to Bahrain to do a documentary on the Arab Spring, and while we were there, we uncovered atrocious human rights abuses at the hands of this regime. And we were able to witness doctors who were being tortured, also journalists. And so when we got back to the U.S., we were violently detained when we were in Bahrain as well, and the security forces thought that they'd erased all of our video. So you can imagine Bahrain's surprise when we got back to the U.S. and actually had that video. We were able to sneak it out and then went on the airwaves telling everyone that this U.S. ally country actually is committing horrific human rights abuses against its people and pro-democracy protesters. At first, I was able to get coverage on CNN and CNN International, but then the phone calls started coming in, phone calls from PR companies working for the Bahrain regime, PR companies based in the U.S., also phone calls from the regime itself constantly calling and complaining about me. I'd walk into the newsroom and producers would tell me, you know, Bahrain called to complain about you again. And that was okay. But what happened is I started to notice the complaints being reflected in my reporting, and that's that I was required to then put on mandatory tags that were provided by the government, which were essentially just pretty much propaganda statements that I knew were false. And CNN calls that journalism 101. I call that propaganda 101. It's very dangerous to repeat phrases over and over and over to the public.
Yeah, that'd be like saying, hey, you can't say Hitler's bad in 1945. Let's get a statement from him.
Yeah,
or, hey, you can't say this convicted child molester did this, even though he's convicted. Let's get a statement from him about why he murdered the 5-year-old.
And you know, there's a psychological effect. I spoke with a lot of my friends who have studied, one who has a doctorate in psychology, and there's a psychological effect to hearing something repeated over and over and over that no matter how insane it is, you tend to then take it as truth. And that's true if you remember weapons of mass destruction. That phrase was repeated an infinite number of times within the media, and that instilled fear into the American
public.
Buzzword
conditioning, absolutely. So they start pressuring you, they start making you. Now, you've got the video, you've got the interviews, you've got the proof. Yeah. Other media outside the U.S. is reporting. They're lining people up and shooting them. But here it's like Bahrain is loving and helping, and it got some nasty protesters off the street.
Well, and in this situation, too, you have to look at the foreign policy implications of my reporting, Alex. We have a naval base right now in Bahrain that is giving us access to the Strait of Hormuz, which is essentially where the U.S. wants to be right now in its potential future escalations with Iran. So the U.S. government doesn't want the U.S. media to report negatively on Bahrain because your tax dollars are going directly to empower and enable this regime. Not only that, we've sold more than $1 billion worth of weapons to Bahrain, weapons that they are using right now to systematically tear gas and suffocate their people and fill their bodies with birdshot.
I want to go through the cover-up and what happened to you, but what is it like to watch Anderson Cooper, who's admittedly CIA, it's come out in the Washington Post, I'm sure you know this 12 years ago, that the CIA does have top generals there literally saying what can and can't go off CNN. That's come out for people that don't know. You can elaborate on that if you have anything else. But what's it like to watch Anderson Cooper get all breathless about Egypt or breathless about Libya and oh, the human rights abuses and then exaggerate a bunch of stuff as he's been caught or flat out stage things. Meanwhile, you're told to not report on known massacres.
Yeah, I think for me, it's frustrating journalistically, and it scares me for the future of the survival of journalism's sake, because as journalists, we can't pick and choose when or when not to tell the truth. We always have to be truth seekers and trying to expose the truth on every level. And eventually, when I was at CNN, eventually it got almost impossible to get stories on about Bahrain. And then in June, our documentary, the 20 minutes of it was a pretty stark report on the abuse in Bahrain. It aired in the U.S. for one day, but it never aired to its target audience, and that's on CNN International in Bahrain. And Alex, I started getting employees at CNN, longtime employees approaching me saying, you should investigate this. This is very suspicious. Something's going on here. And we found out that, which was really, I felt defrauded as a journalist. We found out that at the same time I was being detained and risking my life to expose the Bahrain regime, CNN International is taking money from them in exchange for producing content that it airs on CNN International. Content disguised as news. I mean, one of these programs, the reporter, Richard Quest, was reporting live from Bahrain for a week and on a program called ILIS. And that program made Bahrain seem progressive and like the crown prince was a reformer. And as an employee at CNN, I was never told that this was going on. Also, viewers are not being told that CNN is being paid by state regimes, some with horrific human rights records, to air content disguised as news, which they're often not even telling
the
viewers that this content was paid for by governments. And Alex, on a journalistic level, this is horrific.
Stay there. We're going to go to break and come back. I want you to have the floor and break all this down. For people that don't know, it's like the federal government's paying all the major sitcoms, all the major ones on the networks, to promote Obamacare, anti-gun messages. It never ends. And yes, the communist Chinese governments are also financing the news. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Today only, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale through today only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Way up. Alex Jones here, back live on this Friday edition. I hope listeners realize the magnitude of what we're discussing. This is a CNN insider. I didn't even get to her bio because I'm literally catching my breath. This is so upsetting to know all this, but to know the public isn't aware of it. Most of this is even hidden in the back of the newspaper that foreign corporations, foreign governments, it's not just CNN. In fact, some are even worse. Are just financed by foreign interests and are lying to people. Amber Lyon is a three-time Emmy Award-winning journalist who scuba dived under the oil spills, goes to all these war zones. I was calling her a hero and all that. That's why I was saying that, not just her whistleblowing. It's just amazing that you know she's willing to do this, because most people will sell out for money and fame. And she's won all these big awards. I'm not going to get into it, but in 07, 08, she won the Emmy for Best On-Camera Talent Reporter. And she joins us now. And it's AmberLyonLive.com, AmberLyonLive.com. Okay, this is a short segment, Amber, long segment coming up. You were getting up to the fact that Bahrain, you're not told this while you're being pressured to whitewash. Bahrain, it's machine gunning and killing peaceful protesters. While our media demonizes other regimes as a pretext to bomb them, you're not being told that Bahrain is financing other shows while not letting your show air.
Yeah, exactly. I wasn't, I feel like CNN should issue an apology to its journalists, also to its viewers, because they're not making people adequately aware and clearly disclosing that they're taking money. And it's not just Bahrain, it's Georgia, Kazakhstan, and other regimes. They're taking money from these regimes in exchange for creating what they called sponsored content. But if you take a look at this content, it's very rosy. Like the Bahrain page talked about pearl diving in Bahrain and how Bahrain was progressive. And at the same time, human rights workers and journalists were being tortured and imprisoned. And that wasn't mentioned on this page. And I think this is really scary because the U.S. public is being misinformed by such a powerful network. Not only that, the world, because CNN International is the most viewed English language news station in this area, Alex. I know the ratings have been going down, but, you know, we're talking Time Warner here. They have a lot of power.
Let me correct myself. Domestically, CNN is more and more a shadow of its former self. But you're right. Globally, it is the name reaching hundreds of millions. That's the real value inside CNN.
And that's the global network that is the one that's just taking this money from governments in exchange for sponsored content. I don't know where we lost our way journalistically in this country, in this world, to think that that's okay.
I want to get into what you really saw overseas and everything in the next long segment coming up. But what heat have you gotten since you went public? Talk about that decision to leave CNN and what's happened since then.
Well, I was forced out of CNN because they shut down our domestic investigative and documentary unit. So about 60 people were laid off, and we were the most hardcore segment of CNN for investigative journalism. And they restructured it, and we were laid off. But I was given a severance, and after I came forward the first time about the Bahrain situation, my agent was called by someone representing the executives at CNN, and my agent was told that if I continued to talk, my severance and health insurance would be pulled. So there was a threat there to try to get me to.
That's a direct threat against your First Amendment. I tell you, I think there's a civil issue there.
Yeah, I think that, you know, they were trying to, and that would have worked for many people because they want that money. But at that time, the second I got that phone call and really realized there was a big issue here, obviously if they're trying to get me not to talk, there's something they're worried about me exposing, something legitimate. And I felt that that was now dirty money. I was having trouble sleeping at night knowing that I had this information that the public needed to hear. And that really was the straw that broke the camel's back, Alex. And then I came forward with the Guardian articles, full-fledged and continue to today.
Are you aware of what I mentioned? It was 12 years ago. Washington Post, WorldNet Daily reported on it that CNN admittedly was basically at that time at least run by Army PSYOPs, and that they would have generals. Gore Vidal famously talked about it in 2002. He said, wow, I'm here on the air. It was Larry King. He goes, there's no general standing off camera today. Wow, this is special. Are you aware of all that?
I'm not. We never had any generals that I knew about that were working alongside us at CNN. But so I don't know anything about that connection. I never had anything like that exposed to me. But I do know is what I saw there in trying to get stories through that were kind of anti-U.S. government, and they were more difficult to get through on the network, definitely.
Sure. Did you know Anderson Cooper is CIA? Did you know that?
I don't know anything about that.
We'll be right back, Amber. We're going to break all this down. And you're an investigator. Check into what I'm saying. Check into my claims. Don't just believe me. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Reporter, three-time National Emmy Award-winning journalist, AmberLionLive.com is her website. And so they still have her doing work for them, but they say, hey, we're going to take away your health care. We're going to take away all this stuff if you don't shut up. Okay, because, you know, CNN's out there fighting for the little guy, and let's bomb Libya and Syria because they're hurting people. Our Al-Qaeda is chopping people's heads off right now. They're good guys. But, and the evil protesters in Bahrain, well, so what if they got lined up and machine gunned? Let's get into what your reports were covering, the massacres that they don't want out, And then I want to get your take on, because I know you've talked about this, the war on journalists. I mean, even Pulitzer Prize winner, who we've had on many times, Chris Hedges and his lawyer, who are fighting the NDAA, the Secret Arrest of Americans, they've pointed out they're going after whistleblowers. They're going after journalists who expose crimes. I mean, this is unprecedented. And instead of the media circling the wagons against this threat against the institution of the press, well, they're all paid off. They think it's cute. You know, they're like, hey, shut up, Amber, join the team. Pretty fun to line up some women and shoot them in Bahrain. What's wrong with that? What, you're not sleeping good at night? What's wrong? I mean, get tough. You know, get with the lie. Get with the program. It's fun. What's your take on that? Break that down.
Yeah, I mean, it really was, I hate to be dramatic about this, but it was a horrific time for me in my career because I felt like I had a leash tightening around my neck and duct tape across my mouth because I knew these people were suffering and being gassed and killed and tortured. Journalists, we're talking doctors, these security forces that we are supporting here in the U.S. and giving tax dollars to, stormed the main hospital in town and tortured patients and doctors. And I knew this was going on. And it eventually became nearly impossible to get a story through about Bahrain and the network. And, you know, I asked to return numerous times. They said they would send their other foreign correspondents to do it and thank you, but no thanks. And not that Bahrain would have let me in anyway. I've tried to apply now for a visa many times and they won't let me return to the country. But we're giving our tax dollars and our nation is supporting Bahrain in part because we want that strategic naval base in a potential, if a potential conflict with Iran would escalate. Alex, so it was a horrific time for me. And one of the first things I did when I was eventually laid off from CNN is apply for a visa to try to go back to the country to be able to expose these people suffering. Bahrain is really one of the most pure revolutions of the Arab Spring, but it's one of the most undercovered by the media. And it is the most pure because almost 60 to 70% of the population, I mean, if you watch these videos on YouTube of their mass demonstrations through the streets, 60 to 70% of the civilians in Bahrain want this regime out. And unfortunately, this regime's being supported by the U.S. government and financed by the U.S. government in exchange for our naval base. And also, you know, if you continue to watch the news, you're starting to see an escalation in the demonization of Iran on the major mainstream media networks. And not to say that Ahmadinejad isn't freaking nuts and he doesn't deserve to be talked about, but I find it odd that considering all the problems we're facing here in this nation, that the mainstream media is continually focusing on Iran and feeding us propaganda about Iran, Alex. And I have my gut is telling me that we are being propagated into a potential another conflict. This time, instead of Iraq, it's with Iran.
You're not with Al Qaeda, are you, Amber? I mean, you need to do whatever you're told. You're maybe with Al Qaeda. Maybe the TSA is going to have to take a little extra interest in you next time. Maybe we have to put you on a no-fly list. You know, that's come out in the press that journalists and even members of Congress have been put on that list to teach them a little lesson.
Yeah, there was a journalist at CNN, Drew Griffin, who was put on that list as well when he investigated the TSA. So this is happening. You're not a conspiracy theorist.
Maybe you need to be taken to the private room.
You know, I haven't had that happen to me yet, Alex, but I would welcome it because I sure in the hell would raise hell about it afterwards. And everyone should, especially journalists who are being intimidated because they're criticizing the TSA and the government. That's our job. Our job is to be watchdogs and publish what they don't want published.
Sounds like we've got an extremist on the line, ladies and gentlemen. These are her views and not mine. Whoa, extreme. The press should be questioning and be a watchdog. I'm scared right now. Now, seriously, let's talk about Obama, because I know you've been focusing on that. I mean, as a journalist, what is it like and what's happening inside the highest levels of journalism that you've been in while he's been, you know, really purging journalists and trying to create a giant chilling effect here?
Okay, I want to invigorate the public's definition of journalism. I think people think that journalism is what they're seeing on the news, and that's where reporters standing in front of the camera smiling, saying that the grass is green and the sky is blue. That's just reporting. Journalism is publishing something no one else wants to see. It's investigating. It's not just saying whatever the government tells you. And that's true muckraking investigative journalism that we need to reinvigorate in our society. And so what Obama has done with his war on whistleblowers and by going after journalists with subpoenas, if he has created a chilling effect, Alex, that we have never seen to the likes of this level in this country. And that's because Obama has prosecuted more journalists and whistleblowers than any other president in our history under the 1917 Espionage Act, including Pulitzer Prize winning New York Times reporter James Risen. So when the networks see Obama going after journalists to try to get them to reveal their sources, that creates a chilling effect. Not only that, Obama has turned journalists into criminals. And I'm not an extremist, Alex. If you look at the logic here, as a journalist, my number one duty to my sources and to the public is to never reveal confidential sources. Well, now that Obama is subpoenaing journalists to reveal those sources and essentially saying that they're criminals for not doing so, he has criminalized the profession of journalism. Why society isn't raising hell about this and the mainstream media journalism outlets is beyond me. And I saw the direct effects, Alex, of Obama's actions at CNN. There were investigations that I wasn't allowed to do because they were too high of a risk of being subpoenaed. And it really became, I'll break it down for you. It became like this. If I went to them with a story that had a really sensitive source, you know, a source who is potentially wanted by the federal government or the federal government doesn't like, well, that's pretty much everyone who is criticizing the federal government right now. It would be a risk assessment. So what is the risk of Obama subpoenaing us for this information? Step one. Okay, let's evaluate that risk. Now, if you're subpoenaed, will you give up your source? No, I would always say I would never do that. Okay, so now, if we're going to go through the story, are we willing to pay the legal fees if Obama subpoenas us for those sources? And sometimes the answer was no. And I think that's a situation and a chilling
sure.
effect that should be terrifying.
Sure, and the answer, I want your answer to this. The answer is the media universally sticks together for the First Amendment and journalistic integrity and goes after Obama and absolutely destroys the courts. We've got the power unless we give it up. And that's what happened with the communists and Hitler and others.
Yeah.
If we let them subvert the press, you know, this is an award-winning journalist and somebody studied history. If we do this, this is how the tyranny happens. This is one of the final moves, the final red flags here, that if we let the intimidation work of this mafia, it's over. Game over.
And this is why it's terrifying, Alex, and it should terrify everyone, because now anyone that the federal government says is a potential enemy, like the FBI did with Anonymous, it makes it nearly impossible for mainstream media reporters to cover those sources and talk to those sources. And it's created a chilling effect. And the Obama administration and the FBI, CIA, NSA, they know this. And it's worked. And it's dangerous because now the government's allowed to call anyone an enemy, and they know that the mainstream media will be very hard-pressed to get in and talk to these sources. Especially, I saw it happen directly with whistleblowers and the anonymous movement. It became nearly impossible to talk to sources in that movement, and that's terrifying because we're just now allowing the government to call them. To call anyone a terrorist, and journalists won't be able to go and talk to them to find out whether they are or they aren't. We can't allow the government to choose our enemies. We need the truth to choose our enemies, Alex.
Exactly. That's what the NDAA states, is that a journalist like Chris Hedges or Amber Lyon or myself, I wear a commentator's hat, a researcher's hat, a journalist hat, a reporter's hat. We do it all here. I've got like now 10 reporters under me. And, you know, now we get Homeland Security documents and things that we've broken over the years. One was a huge story 4 years ago about seeing returning veterans of the number one terror threat 3.5 years ago. And we've got subsequent ones that I talked to my state police, FBI, federal marshal sources, and they now say, look, I can't talk to you anymore. They've let us know the NSA is listening to all of us. And now it's admitted the NSA spends most of its time spying on federal government and spying on themselves to make sure no one exposes the crimes going on. And so we don't get one-tenth of the whistleblowing we used to get. Hey, I'm still ready. If I look at something and it's criminal clearly on its face or it's outrageous, look, people have a right and a duty to expose it. I mean, let's say the director of an agency has embezzled $1 million. And there's cases of things like this. And then somebody tries to expose it. Well, we see it in the Pentagon. And then they go after the whistleblower. That's 100% protected. But now we can't have that because the people are scared. Well, the answer is we all stand up and say, you know what? We're not going to be afraid. And we all go public and let the chips fall where they may. And they can't get us all. They want to use little case points like Bradley Manning and burn him to scare everybody else. We have a right to know. And the future of this country stands or falls on what journalists and whistleblowers do now.
And Alex, that's why I felt like it was so important to come forward, because I'm trying to encourage other journalists to do the same. I think I'm really the most vocal journalist coming out talking about CNN in CNN's history. And that's because Time Warner owns HBO, CNN, TBS, cable outlets, Time Magazine. And journalists are terrified to come forward and talk about what's going on because they feel they'll never be able to get a job in the business again. And I think it's time as journalists, we need to really step forward and focus on the elephant in the room here. And that's the propaganda and sometimes lies that the American public is the poor trusting American public. You know, my family members living in the Midwest, they're being lied to. And journalists, in the end, complacent journalists are killing journalism. And they need to come forward and talk about this because they're on the wrong side of history. And unfortunately, you know, I feel like one day when this all is exposed, because the truth doesn't have a shelf life, when it is exposed, they're going to be looked at as just as guilty as these corporations that they work for, Alex.
Where do you see it going? I mean, if people don't stand up and say no to all this, where do you see things going in this country?
I worked as an investigative reporter for the last 10 years. I covered the oil spill, financial crisis. I can't tell you how many soldier goodbye ceremonies or funerals I went to. And, I just see something. I see that a lot of Americans are being taken advantage of, and the truth isn't getting to them. And that's what bothers me the most as a journalist, Alex. My job is to deliver the truth, and it's very difficult. And when the American public isn't informed and when they don't have that truth because they're not getting it from the mainstream media and from journalists aren't fighting for it like they used to, then that's dangerous. And we've already seen what happens. That's what gets us into Iraq and Afghanistan and now potentially Iran. And I think that's something that should really make us all realize that we need to wake up and really focus on what's happening, because I'm going to tell you my honest opinion, because I've been able to see the truth so many times and the truth covered up so many times that we are at a scary place right now in the U.S. And I feel like it's my goal and my job, my duty, my life is to try to bring this truth to the people. And I feel like that's the only way we can be empowered. We can't continue to allow the government to decide who our enemies should be. We need to let truth dictate that.
Well, that's right. We're a big, powerful, rich empire that's been run into the ground. And we're like a vending machine that foreign governments and corporations put coins in to get what they want out of the machine while we pay for it as citizens, while our name is destroyed worldwide. And we've got a dumbed down population because this rotting of the media has been going on really 30, 40, 50 years. And now it's come to a point where even the mainstream media is collapsing in credibility. But they can't stop, because now it's all they know is being prostitutes, as Gerald Celente calls them. And then when a real journalist like yourself comes along, you're anathema, you're demonized, you're attacked. And we're going into this dark night. Now, I want to talk about more about your reports, more about what you've seen, being censored or controlled, more of what was really going on in Bahrain, because they don't want that information out here. But first off, here it is, a WorldNet Daily, March 3rd, 2000, Army PSYOPs at CNN. Counterpunch, CNN and PSYOPs. Here's another one, FAIR.org. Why were government propaganda experts working on news at CNN? CNN responds. CNN admits it. I haven't found the Washington Post yet, but I know I read it back in 2000. I had been told this before it even came out. But back then, they had generals and hundreds of PSYOPs at CNN Center in Atlanta actually at the editor level above the editors, commanding everything. And then that story kind of died out, so that's why I was asking you. I guess now they just...
You know what? I started at CNN in 2010, so if it was going on, it may have been happening before I was with the
network. No, exactly. My point is exactly, they've gone more underground with it now, is my point. Used to, as Gore Vidal said, the late Gore Vidal, they were standing there. Gore Vidal talked about this, too.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I wonder what's going on. I mean, my red flags are raised when you have this network not reporting on the domestic surveillance. Why aren't they out in Utah and Bluffdale right now reporting on the construction of this $2 billion NSA facility that would terrify most Americans if they knew that the NSA was planning on collecting that much data on your personal communications? Why aren't they out there covering
that?
Listen,
they've got a giant one in San Antonio, and they arrest the San Antonio Express News and the other paper people. They detain them and erase their film. We went with the lawsuit information that they lost the lawsuit in Maryland, and they backed off. I haven't even aired that piece yet, but you're absolutely right. We went down there to try to get media to cover it.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're not covering it, and I think every viewer of CNN needs to question that as well, because why wouldn't they cover something like this? This stuff is fascinating. I even had, Alex, this morning, I had a former CNN employee write me and said, thanks for coming forward. You know, I worked on the desk where we took all the phone calls from viewers.
Amber Lyon, stay there. We're going to come back. Final segment with her straight ahead. This is amazing. AmberLyonLive.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient
nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
I tell you, I would stand in line for this. Talk to somebody who's a real journalist who, you know, basically they ran her out of CNN and then threatened to take her health care and money and things away if she didn't shut up. And she told them, you know what, I'm going to expose you. And she was telling me during the break an amazing story that she was starting as we went to break. AmberLyon, AmberLyonLive.com. Her site. I hope to see her back in the media, but perhaps she's going to become the alternative media. I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, I started out myself that way because she's a passionate, smart lady, and we got to stand together or hang separate, as Benjamin Franklin said. Tell people this inside scoop on your friend, your CNN whistleblower, what they told you is happening at CNN.
Yeah, so I've had nothing but support from people internally at CNN because they've been complaining about this while I was there. A lot of them just, you know, Time Warner is a pretty intimidating enemy to have. So because they have families and for other reasons, they didn't come forward. But today I just got an email from someone who used to work, a woman who used to work on the desk where they would take calls from viewers directly. And she said that during the time, I don't know if you remember in the press, there was all this press about SOPA and ACTA, the internet censorship legislation, also about NDAA. And she said, quote, this is what she writes me today. She wrote editors and said, our viewers are really confused about this legislation and they really want to know more. And she says that her constant emails were ignored. And in the end, she writes, I remember wondering if I was crazy to think there was a deeper reason why CNN wouldn't cover such important subjects, the important subjects, in my opinion. So, I mean, that's someone who was on the front lines, the direct liaison with viewers. So we need to really ask ourselves, if CNN isn't covering these topics, even though viewers want these topics covered in a time where CNN is losing viewers and ratings, then what the hell is going on here, Alex? Why aren't they covering these? Who is intimidating them or what's going on at that network that this stuff isn't being talked about? And when I come as an investigative reporter and try to expose a U.S. ally country that's horrifically abusing and torturing its people, why am I censored as well? What's going on here? I mean, it has CNN turned into state TV? And that's something we all need to ask ourselves or just keep in mind as you're watching so that you know that what you are seeing could potentially be propaganda and to go to other sources as well so that you have a complete version, a complete plate of information to be able to try to figure out what the truth is from, Alex.
You're right. And CNN has become globalist TV, mega corporation TV. It's beyond state TV, but they want to masquerade that they're not. And they just give you different flavors. CNN supposedly neutral. MSNBC is, you know, liberal, but all they do is race bait. And then Fox is conservative. But in the final equation, they all are going in the same direction. And they've tried to carve up and control the population. And now they're all pretty much going along with web censorship, because the alternative media is giving them a run for their money. What do you think the system's going to do to try to shut down their competition?
They're buying them up. Look at it. They've been bought. Anytime a blog gets huge, it gets bought up by AOL or Time Warner. Look at Huffington Post. Look at Mashable. So anytime something gets to the level it can compete, it's bought out. And I think that's what terrifies anyone about the media company I'm starting or your show, Alex, is because we won't sell out. I refuse.
That was my next question. Where are you going now? You say you're starting a company.
Yeah, I have no choice. I'm not a businesswoman, and frankly, I prefer to be doing stories and journalism over business. But I noticed one of the biggest issues and dilemmas facing journalists right now is that we have executives who have no journalistic experience but just want to make a profit running these companies. So
I'll tell you what, your first big assignment, you're doing it. Expose the fake media. Expose the fake news. And right there, you know, you bring them down. I'll tell you, Amber Lyon, AmberLyonLive.com. I look forward to having you back up God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate, like you said.
Hold on. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.